Lord, make me a reflection of your image upon the earth. Let the fragrance of your presence around me. Lord, make me a reflection of your image upon the earth. Let the fragrance of your presence flow. on your mercy. May you be the Lord of all of you and none of me. Is what my heart cries for, Lord. Lift your right hand, everybody. May I decrease, that you may increase. May you be the Lord of all. If you are able, can you lift up your hands? May I decrease that you may increase. May you be the Lord of all. Be upstanding if you can. Hands lifted. Lift up your hands. Maintain quiet. Ooh.
Are breaking, burdens are lifted, yokes are lifted. That which my Father in heaven has not planted is being uprooted. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for a day like this. Thank you for the climate of your presence. Thank you for the touch of your power. Thank you. Thank you because not one person will leave here the same way they have come. Your word says we go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. Father, I ask that we'll move to another level of strength, another level of fire, another level of power, another level of grace, another level of health. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Welcome to this service.
second service today, because the Lord has made it possible for us to be in His presence. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 27.
Oh, it's my life again and again. To be wasted, Lord, on you, on you. What a good way, what a good to be wasted, Lord.
A certain lawyer stood up, tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law, and how do you read it? And he answered, said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise. The Lord bless his word in the precious name of Jesus Christ. The principle and power of love, part 4. We started the journey last week Sunday, and we have as an objective understanding major principles of love. And then also today we'll be understanding the way of love. Very quickly, by way of introduction, last week we said, first of all, that love is the nature and the character of God, because God is love. Love is the nature, is the character of God, because God is love. Second, we said that the earth was created by love and is meant to be operated by love. Created by love, meant to be operated by love. Four, we said that man was created in the image and likeness of love to exist and function as a loving being. Created in the image and likeness of love to exist and function as a loving being. Number four, we said that the earth is malfunctioning because it is attempting to function outside of its creative format. It's malfunctioning because it's attempting to function outside of his creative format. And then fifthly, we said that man underlives and misleaves as he attempts to live outside of his nature. And that is the nature of love. We underlive and we mislive because we try to live outside of the nature of love. And then we decided to find out what is love all about. And then we looked at that. First, we say that love is about treating others how you will love to be treated. Anything that will pain you will pain another. Second, we said that love is about possessing a healthy consideration for the feelings, emotions, and hurts of others. You consider the feelings of others in the things you do. If it will pain you, it will pain them. And then thirdly, we said that love is about the maintenance of goodwill and kind-heartedness towards others. You wish them well. You wish them well. There are those who wish people evil permanently. And then fourth, we said that love is about adding joy and fulfillment to the lives of others. There are those who take away the joy of others. When they walk into your life, your joy walks out. But that is not people who love. And then number five, we said that love is about making a positive difference in the lives of others. You made a difference in the life of others. Number six, love is about doing good for others without repayment or rewards in return. This man was doing something good for this person that laid on the road there without expecting anything in return. And then number seven, love is about interrupting your schedule or your journey to pay attention to someone in need. Interrupting your schedule, interrupting your journey to pay attention to someone in need. That is what love is all about. And finally, number eight, love is about coming to the level of others where necessary in order to bring them up. He came down from his beast to meet the man where he was in order to take him up. We did all of that last Sunday and did the second version of it in the second service. Now, I am going to go up to point number nine now. I'll be saying things I may have said in the first service, but in a very, very different way and a different perspective. So in case you were in the first service, don't be redundant because you'll be hearing things. Number nine, love is about bringing healing to the hurting. Healing to the hurting. Emotional healing, psychological healing, physical healing to the hurting. Say it another way, love is about bringing repair to the impaired. What was impaired being repaired in the lives of others is what love is all about. Bringing healing to the hurting. Repair to the impaired. The man was wounded and this man stepped down to relieve him of the wound. We live in a world today where so many people are hurting. You don't need to look too far to meet hurting people. You look at it on their faces. You look at it in their behavior, in their dress. I met a woman many years ago. And I said to her in a meeting, I said, "You are not yourself. You are not yourself. You don't look yourself." I knew her before she married. She said, "It is well, sir." Only recently, she was telling me what she was passing through. married to a man who was literally a dead drunk, who took everything out of her life. Her potential was gone, giftings were gone, excitement was gone, energy was gone, passion for life was gone. A man who spoke down and talked down on her. You are nothing. You are amounting to nothing. Is it because I managed to pick you and marry you? And just wasted her. Yeah. So the hurting people are plenty. And the challenge in our generation is that we have the tendency of hurting the hurting. The tendency of increasing the frustration of the frustrated in our generation. The person is already frustrated and people are assisting the frustration to increase. No. Love is bringing healing. To the hurting. And repair to the impaired. All right, it looks like I've missed the points up. But I'm going to go. Number 10. Mixed it up, but I'm going to go ahead. Number 10. Love is about interest and attention to the comfort of others. Interest and attention to the comfort of others. In the first service we said, it's not compulsory to have the answer, but it is important to show interest. It is not compulsory to have solution, but it is important to show emotion. Most people's problems are half solved if they know that somebody cares, not that somebody answered it yet. I've sat at counseling sessions and many people tell me, I am happy that I have been heard. I am happy I have been able to pour out my burden. We live in a world where people are dying of nobody caring for them. There are wives in homes with husbands living with them who are not concerned about anything about these wives and these husbands and these children. It is all about interest and attention to the comfort of others. Number 3. Love is about embracing temporary risk for the safety of others. You are willing to risk yourself. To risk, this Samaritan risked being arrested, embracing temporary risk for the safety of others. This man risked his life to save a Samaritan because they could arrest him and say he was the one who killed him or who injured him. The three mighty men of David, they risked themselves to bring water to their master. David risked his life to save the lamb out of the mouth of the lion. Those who take care are plenty. Those who take risks are few on behalf of others. That was number 11. Number 12. Love is about sharing the valuables of our lives with others. Sharing the valuables of our lives with others. In Luke chapter 10 verse 34, he set the man on his own beast. His own beast. Sharing the valuables of our lives with others. Beloved, the truth is, there is no authentic love without sharing. In love, we multiply the joys of others and divide the sorrows of others. It has been said that sharing is caring. There is no care without caring without sharing, and there is no sharing without caring. Sharing the valuables of our lives with others. Giving people access to the privileges of your life. You remember what happened when Daniel was promoted in Babylon? He requested that Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego should come along. Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 48. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. When last did you share your privilege with others? We live in a nation where somebody goes up and decides to sit on the head of others so that they don't come up. Somebody builds a very, very beautiful house in his village, gives himself water and electricity, and he doesn't care what happens to every other person. Am I communicating? Love is sharing the privileges of our lives with others. One day, I was in a meeting, and I sat with a friend of mine in that meeting. And there was a seat in front. The people seemed to know me, but they didn't know him very well or something. And they said, there is one seat in front. Can you come and sit in the front? And I said to them, what about seat for him? And they said, sorry, sir, there is only one seat in front. So I told them, me and him will sit here. I'm okay here. If you can get two seats there, we'll go together. If you can't get two seats here, I will sit here with him. The people were confused. So they went forward, did something, and were able to create a second seat. And then he said, there are two seats in front now. I said, all right, thank you. So both of us stood up and went forward together. I felt, I don't know how I will feel. We were together just now. We are friends. And then I left you behind because there is one seat in front. Now, when they brought him and he sat beside me, he said, for what you have done for me today, he said, there is nothing you will ever do against me that I will never be able to forgive. I love you permanently. He said, you have shown something. No, but, I mean, as simple as it is. So, boss, we'll see later. I am coming. And then you walk braggadociously feel big and make him feel small. You understand? If you feel big and make him feel small. The reason why God gives one privilege is so that all can have the access to the privilege. The reason for riches is outreach. The reason for opportunity is generosity. Everybody who is in any position of relevance is given a position of trust by God. Somebody say aloud, amen. This is what it's all about. And I have noticed in life that whatever you distribute multiplies. Distribute joy, you multiply it. One of us told me the other day, he said, when you move, you talk, people laugh, you just move everywhere, you just step in, everything lightens up. Very, very simple. Anything you distribute multiplies. And this is what it's all about. He set him on his own business. Lift up your hand, somebody, and say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to share the valuables of my life with others. I receive that grace. Say it louder. I receive that grace to share the valuables of my life with others. Say, Father, I receive the grace to share the valuables of my life with others. Number 13 is close to number 12, and that is, love is about enhancing the value of others. Enhancing the value of others. The counterpart of it in the first service is changing the level, taking people from where they are to where they need to be. Enhancing the value of others. Enhancing the value of others. You are a value-adding agent. People's values drastically shift when they encounter you. How many of you know that there are human beings whose specialty is the devaluation of others? They devalue others. They devalue others. They devalue others. They devalue other lives. I told a story the other day. Many of you were not in the midweek service. Very, very painful story. Young girl lost her father and went to father's friend to help her. That one wanted to take advantage of her, father's friend. And then the father's friend, then she left and went to another one to report what this one was trying to do. And that one said, okay, don't worry, I will take care of you, this and that and that. Long story made short, that one too. Said, I can help your family if you make me happy. That was it. Father's friend became the first man in her life. Father's friend. And if she says, I don't want to do anything again, he said, then I won't be able to take care of nobody. You don't want to hear other details. Valuable life devalued by a devaluing agent. Am I communicating? The question is, the people who just entered your life, how much value has your life enhanced in their lives? Young man, you say you want to marry the young girl. You met her clean. She has never known a man in her life. You devalue her and walk away. Devaluing agents who make people to reduce in quality. The quality of the people dropped from where they were before they met them. That was what Judas Iscariot did when he tried to sell Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. That is a devaluation. That is the creator of the universe. You valued him for the price of a slave. Are you enhancing the value of others? Is somebody smiling more because you are in their life, or their smiles disappear? A man bought his driver a house. He has been driving him for 11 or 12 years. He bought him a house and said, "This is your house." Bought him. You know, there are drivers and there are drivers. It depends on who you are driving. And it depends on their heart. He bought him a house. That is for life. That driver's value is established in terms of that realm because of who he encountered. Am I communicating? The people of your life, what value have you enhanced for them? I know of men who are angry if their wife should go to school. I married you at secondary school, remain there. For the wife to be a degree holder is a challenge. Not to talk of postgraduate. I mean, those are, don't talk about it. Those are value destroyers. Value thieves. And it happens always. But real love, people are better because of you. People are higher in quality because of you. People are enhanced because of you. People thank the womb that gave birth to you. People celebrate the mother, the parents that brought you into this world. That is value. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Lift up your right hand after me and say, "Father, I receive the grace to create value for people in my life, in my generation." And it happens in both ways. A woman, you enter the life of a man. The man was a people person before. You carried his head, jammed it with his brother. Carry his head, jam it with his mother. Carry his head, jam his head with his brethren. Everybody around him. He was a people person. Crowd around his life. All of a sudden he becomes a lone ranger. I watch a man like that die. The wife scattered everybody from his life. Mother, siblings, everybody. Terminal disease. Nobody around him. Where siblings have to take permission and do all manner of things before they have any contact with their brother. And when Paul the Apostle was stoned, people surrounded him. The worst thing that can happen to you is when you are confronted and there is nobody to surround you. The woman failed to realize that people were in this man's life before she came. This may not be for everybody, but it's for somebody here today. The man didn't come out of rock. Womb gave birth to him. He has siblings that he grew up with. It's totally destroyed and devalued the man. He's not free with his friends anymore. You can't move freely with anybody because somebody entered his life. And you know, one human being can walk into your life and disaster walks into your life. You remember the Bitri who walked into Abel Mehola, entered the city and the whole city came under siege. You remember the story? Until the wise woman in Abel cried to David, "Don't destroy the whole city." He said, "I'm looking for one man." The woman said, "We will give you the head of the man." That was what saved the city. One man entered the city. The city came under pressure. And the same way, one person can walk into your life and your life loses all the pleasure you ever knew. That will never be your portion. I say that will never be your portion. I say that will never be your portion. Beloved, everywhere you step in, add value. Take your seat. I said to you that nothing enhances principles like examples. My value is enhanced as I married my wife in many ways. Even though as I grew up like a very, very jovial kind of person that could make people laugh and those kind of things. But all that disappeared when I became over spiritual. It disappeared. I mean, in the university in those days, if you saw my face, it was like sunlight. It was like facing the sun. Say, "Bro, good morning." I thought I read one passage one day, and that passage almost Ecclesiastes, where he said sorrow is better than laughter. I'll read it for you another day. That it's better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of laughter. Ay, 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 ay. So I thought over laughing was anti-spiritual. For by sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. That was the scripture that almost damaged my joy. Take your seat. That it is just be serious. Don't be over smiling. Just be very serious. And my wife is the exact opposite. Smiling without provocation. So she calmed down that thing. Tempered it down. Mellowed it down. In fact, people were afraid for her. This man that doesn't smile, and you smile all the time. You say you want to marry him. This man doesn't smile. Oh. It was so much that when one of our schoolmates came to the church one day, he said, "Eh, is it Brother Paul that is preaching like this? Smiling and making people laugh?" It was unheard of. The preaching then, the peak of the preaching is when everybody is crying. Take your seat. But, and several other values. I step into her life, enhance her life's value. Drastic. She didn't care. Just didn't care for anything. If it was left for Luke, before you marry, I wouldn't have looked in her direction. That is for Luke. Because hair, forget it. Take your any kind of dress. Just pick anything and just straight to any, just anything. Didn't care for anything. Of course, hair is plaited, matte, the local type, which is okay, which is not no challenge. She was wearing a thick glass that looks like Coca-Cola bottle. That was the first thing to be harvested. by prayer. Dealt with it first. Eyesight clarified. Spiritual gifts came. And all the things came. And I'm not boasting and I'm not bragging. But we are all better because of each other. Let nobody regret marrying you. Let nobody regret. I wish the other man that was coming, I would have answered him. I wouldn't have been in this condition now. I wish. Don't let anybody regret entering your life. Because there are many people who regret it. I wish I said yes to another person and not this person. I wish I had waited a little bit and maybe I would have seen a better person. And it doesn't matter who it is that God steps into your life. Every human being is fine. Every human being is an asset that must be discovered. Love is about enhancing the value of others. And finally, number 14, love is about interest in the future of people. Interest in the future of people. You are interested not just about where they are now and what they are now, but interest in the future of people. Whatever he spends more, I will pay when I come. Whatever he spends more, take care of him. I am not just committed for now. I am committed for the tomorrow. Interest in the future of people. Interest in the future of people. What is our conclusion and the counsel today? The same thing. Love is not about the actions and reactions of people to your kindness. It's about the instructions and admonitions of the Almighty for your destiny and eternity. Not about actions, not about reactions of the people to your kindness. I said in the last service, it's not a matter of whether people will say thank you. It's not a matter of what people do or did not do. It's not even a matter of whether people deserve it. Because you are going to meet many people who don't deserve love. If it is left for deserving. You help them, they hurt you. And if you are not careful, you draw a final conclusion. I won't help anybody again. How many of you understand what I'm saying? I've been injured too much. I won't trust anybody again. There are ladies like that. There are ladies. I remember somebody whose wife always tells him, "You remind me of my father." And in the negative sense. There are those. I was talking with a young girl the other day. Girl of about 18 or thereabout. 17, 18. She came to the point where she hated all men because of her father. Brutal father. Wicked father. Father who maltreated, manhandled her mother. Do you know what? She was coming to a point where there was even no need to marry or have anything to do with a man. She better becomes a lesbian. Are you hearing what I'm saying? She better becomes a woman to woman. Nothing to do with man. Because of her father. parents don't know that things they do can damage the future of their children. She said it took the help of God and the Holy Spirit to point her that she has zero attraction to men. Zero. No need. I mean, just doesn't have no business with any man because of hatred for the father. That's what I'm talking about. If you mind what people do, at times you may not love anybody. If you have had experiences that are terrible in your life, you might begin to look at everybody with suspicion. Is this another one who has come to break my heart? Is this another one who has come to injure me? But we don't love people because of people's actions. Because of people's reactions, we love people because of instructions and admonitions that the Almighty has given to us that will facilitate our destiny on earth and eternity in heaven. Somebody say amen. And also you must understand that the world is full of bad people, but it's also very much filled with good people. You will find good people. There are bad men, but there are good men. There are bad women, but there are good women. Am I communicating? There are good angels and bad angels. Good angels are in heaven. Bad angels became demons. Are demons. Somebody say amen. Someone asked me some time ago. You say, how is it possible that man, whose story I just told now, they both friends were bad friends. How can a good person have such bad people around him? So I said, it may not be his fault. Because Lucifer was once in heaven. And Judas was with Jesus. That's how it is. Lucifer, that is Satan the devil, he once lived in a place where there is no sin. So there are human beings that we are going to meet and find. It's not your fault that they are there, but they are there as part of the people that are there. So just make up your mind for the sake of your own destiny and eternity. We'll walk in love. And then the second thing we said is, start from where you are, with what you have, with what you can do, with what, start from where you are, with what you have, and with what you can do. You may not be able to buy a house for your driver, but you could assist him with house rent when necessary. You could assist him with this or that. You may not be in a position to sponsor a child through school as a whole, but you can pay one-term school fees. We just start from Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4. You say, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. The Living Bible says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. Start from where you are. Maybe today, put a call to somebody. Oh, hello, I just called to find out how you are doing. And most times, when somebody is occurring to you in your heart, your mind, just somebody's thought just comes repeatedly. It's possible that there's a need to just find out how they are doing. Might be a word of knowledge or a revelation or something. Just find out, how are you doing? Are you okay? Is everything okay? I was just thinking about you and I felt like calling. And then it is well with you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Very, very important. Let's start the revolution of love. And I believe it will massively turn around our generation. Evil is spreading like wildfire. And good will have to stand to enforce the good. so that evil can find their place. Stand up on your feet. Shout out praise. Hallelujah. Anybody blessed at all, say amen. That amen has more potential than that. Let that amen fulfill its maximum potential. Well, lift up your hands and lift up your voices and let us appreciate the King of Kings. Lift your hands, lift your voices, and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Let's appreciate the Lord of Lords. Let's appreciate the great I am that I am. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. Jehovah Rophe Kamekadesh Keren Yesha. Appreciate him. Honor him, adore him, worship him, glorify him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the dominion. Father, we give you the sovereignty. Lift your voice and praise him. Lift your voice and honor him. Lift your voice and adore him. Lift your voice and glorify him. Leperata sada, leke baranagaya la hashtag. Exa gadalita paranagada. Leperete setoma nagalate pretekiza na malahashta. Leperete sina managaste. Lovero na mahusala. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Honor him. Adore him. Worship him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Mesuria. Leperia. Koza matali. Rimigi de Gaza. Leperegediso. Nuna malaratase. Jerita limaga. Suna managalayatara. Leperete sekona. Lift your hands, lift your voice, honor him, adore him, magnify him, glorify him, glorify him, worship him, honor him, magnify him, glorify him, adore him. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we adore you. El Shaddai, Elion, Mekadesh, Keriesha, Mehosada, Leperediga, Sina Managalara, Tekosona Manaste, Leperete, Sina Managayalasta, Lepereteske, Domenagalayada Haste, Lepretiza, Roma Gadaste, Lemenegalasta, Lemegedigadasta, Leparanagadahasa, Leparata, Seturanaste, Kenagalayasta. Leperete sina managayata kestora manashta. Leperete sina managayala hashta. Lift your voice, honor him. Lift your voice, adore 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 him. Magnify his name. Glorify his holy name. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands.
Let your living water, let it flow for my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. Oh, all my cares and burdens unto you. Let your living water, let your living water, let it flow. Talk to you.
Clap your hands. Lift your hands up. Emotional healing, psychological healing, physical healing. While that is happening, because God is about to touch us with healing power and virtue, you are here today and you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven and want today to be a new day for your life. You'll pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly step forward. Everywhere you are, you know Jesus is not yet Lord over your life. You want Him to be Lord over your life. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to be a new day for you. Pick up your Bibles and your bags quickly at the count of seven. One. Quickly be the first to come to the Lord. Dedicate your life to God. Something that you are not doing well, or you have an addiction you want broken, just a need to rededicate your life to God. Also pick your Bibles and pick your bags and step forward here. Lift up your two hands and receive healing. Everybody lift up your two hands. Everybody. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let a fire from the truth. Let it flow. Oh. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it about that. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' precious name.